You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. This is Chuck Smith. A slight chance of rain is in the forecast for the Red River Radio listening area. I'll give you a weather update in a couple minutes, but first a look at the news. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has formally approved the contained burn system to dispose 16 million pounds of M6 propellant and clean-burning igniter held at the Louisiana Military Department's Camp Minden in northwest Louisiana. According to the Shreveport Times, the expedited report for the destruction of M6 showed the system destroyed 99.99% of the chemicals of concern. The results of performance tests conducted in May, reviewed by EPA and the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality, showed the contained burn system could safely dispose of the unstable explosive material, resolving the years-long risk concerns to the surrounding community. The EPA, LDEQ, and Louisiana Military Department continue to work closely with the Camp Minden Community Advisory Group, who meet monthly to share information with the surrounding community. According to the Associated Press, a Baton Rouge state judge has ruled that a lawsuit that claims the Jindal administration mismanaged the state health insurance program and illegally implemented changes to it can move forward. Six retired state employees allege the State Office of Group Benefits failed to follow approval procedures required in Louisiana law that call for prior notice and public comment. The Marshall News Messenger reports the Hallsville, Texas Independent School District has suspended its online virtual high school just months after new fees were implemented for the online courses that match the district's brick-and-mortar high school curriculum. Hallsville Independent School District Superintendent did not give a reason for the district's decision to close the online school other than to say the district is evaluating the program. This was the second year of the district's virtual high school, which began in August 2014. The district was only one of five in the Lone Star State that had an online virtual high school. A Ukrainian delegation of mayors and councilmen visited Longview, Texas City Hall yesterday as part of an international municipal government exchange through the U.S.-Ukraine Open World Foundation. According to a story in the Longview News Journal, Longview has participated in this program for more than a decade to share how it operates differently than Ukrainian municipal governments. Kilgore College Small Business Development Center facilitated the relationship by organizing social events and host families. Mayors from several Ukrainian towns and cities took part in a question-and-answer session in the City Council chambers to learn about the Longview Municipal Administration history and operation. Well, weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. There's a 20% chance of rain. However, heavy rain showers are currently in Magnolia and around El Dorado. In Shreveport, it's 79 degrees and cloudy. Magnolia, 80 degrees and rainy. Alexandria Pineville, 78 degrees and 77 in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, this is Chuck Smith.